Welcome to Dealing with Medication.
Older people use more medication than any other age group. Because medicine affects older people differently than it does younger people, it is especially important to make sure these medicines are taken at the right time and in the right dose. Normal body changes that accompany aging can mean that medicines can build up, causing a longer and more powerful effect than expected. Understanding these changes can help prevent problems. For example, with age, the liver gets smaller and less able to break down medicines, causing them to remain active in the body longer. Sometimes this can lead to excess medicine building up and causing a drug overload or reaction. Taking sleeping pills every night could cause a person to be groggy and sluggish all day long due to medication buildup. The total amount of blood in the body decreases with age. Because there's less blood available to dilute the amount of medicine taken, the medicine traveling through the body is distributed in a much higher concentration, possibly causing unwanted side effects. Older people also tend to have a much higher concentration of fat and less muscle. Medicines may be stored in these fatty reserves instead of circulating through the body. This may change the action of the medicine and cause unexpected side effects. Because different medicines work in different ways, and many older people take several different types of medications, elderly persons are particularly at risk for drugs interacting in ways that are harmful. Therefore, it's particularly important that doctors who prescribe medication know about all the medicines, prescription and over-the-counter, that a person takes. You should know what each medicine is, carefully follow the doctor's orders, and watch for changes in your family member that may be caused by medication. You need to know the name of the drug and why it is needed, how often it should be taken and for how long, how the person should feel when taking it, any possible side effects and what to do about them, possible interactions with any other medicines being taken, including non-prescription drugs, and are there any special precautions or restrictions to be observed, such as no driving or no alcohol or avoiding certain foods. As a reminder and safety check, it is wise to keep a written log of all medicines taken, prescription and over-the-counter drugs, including the information just described. The log can be in any form that's easy for you to maintain, such as in a notebook or on index cards. If your family member has trouble remembering which medicine is to be taken and when, you might try placing all the pills that are to be taken together at specific times of the day into individual plastic pill boxes. Just write the times the pills are to be taken on the top. This can keep the person from taking the wrong medicine at the wrong time, or forgetting whether or not the medicine was taken. Taking medicine safely is important for everyone, not just older persons. Here are some other tips for taking medicine safely. Do not borrow or give prescription medicines to others. Do not double the dose if you missed the last one.
Just say repeat to hear it again. Say menu to back up, or say help for assistance.
Or may cause problems if stopped abruptly. Throw away all old, unused prescriptions. Store medicines in a convenient place, avoiding extreme heat and humidity. Talk to the doctor before taking over-the-counter medicine, especially if you are taking other medications. Remember, all medicines must be taken properly and safely. If you have any questions, ask your doctor, a registered nurse, or a pharmacist.